guarantee ownership, its staff, or sponsors.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. You're listening to WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station. And we are also streaming live on that wonderful World Wide Web at WJJGAM1530.com. Aging Info Radio is on every Thursday, and if you have missed a show, you can go to our website at aginginforadio.com. Our past shows are audio archived, our guests are listed with their contact information, and as of this week, we have our future shows and guests listed through mid-July. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and today we're going to hear from my guest about a senior organization that is extraordinary. There are many choices for retirement living, and I believe others may not fully understand all that communities have to offer or even know what to look for. It is a fact that when you are active, you eat healthy, and have others around you, chances are greater for a longer and healthier life at every age. Retirement communities today are becoming like resorts, offering so much to their residents. Many of them are progressing quickly with new and innovative ways to keep the residents active, healthy, and living in a way they never knew existed. My show today is Mathers and More. I have three expert guests joining me from Mather Lifeways, which is a unique non-for-profit organization based in Evanston, Illinois, just north of Chicago. Their mission is to enhance the lives of older adults by creating ways to age well through research, residential, and community programs. And this year, Mather Lifeways is celebrating its 70th anniversary. Congratulations, Mathers. That's quite an accomplishment. Mather Pavilion, their skilled nursing community, was ranked as one of the best nursing care communities in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. Mather Pavilion provides care for older adults who require skilled nursing care, memory support, and rehabilitation services. My first expert guest today is Reed Engel, and Reed is the Director of Wellness Strategies for Mather Lifeways Institute on Aging out of Evanston, Illinois, and he currently oversees the Mather Lifeways Workforce Wellness Program and is also involved in projects aimed at life coaching, fall reduction, strength training, positive psychology, and wellness assessment for older adults. Reed has a master's degree in health education and economics from Miami University and is currently pursuing his doctorate in health promotion from Purdue University. He is certified as a health fitness director by the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome, Reed, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. Thanks very much.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your day today, and I'd like for you to start by giving our listeners a brief overview of Mather Lifeways.
Sure. It's my pleasure. Well, as you said in the intro, Mather is it's a very unique not-for-profit organization, and it's unique because of all the different things that we're involved in. We have really three main areas of focus. Some people best know us for senior living, and we operate four senior living communities, a number of them in the Chicago, Wilmette, and Evanston areas, and then also in Tucson as well. So senior living is one piece of our business, and then a second area is community initiatives. And in community initiatives, a lot of people know us because we're involved in neighborhoods. People will hear often about our community cafes, and those are very unique. They're sort of like a Starbucks for older adults, but to be honest with you, I think that doesn't truly reveal what they offer. They have computer labs and fitness centers, and of course people come for the food, but as we say, they stay for the engagement. So those are very exciting opportunities as well in our community-based programming. And then finally, the third area that we're involved in is applied research. So So we have an Institute on Aging, and in that institute, we try and take theories and models and new programs, and we test them in our living laboratories, which are those senior living communities and our community cafes. And then we report to the public as well as to other professionals on what we found and how people can take that information and then use it in their daily lives. So we're really involved in a number of different things and have been doing this for quite some time. You know, you mentioned that Mather is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year, and we're also pleased that our cafes and our Institute on Aging, I think this is the 11th year for both of those areas. So it's a fun and exciting time for Mather LifeWise.
Absolutely. You sound like you're very progressive as an organization.
I think so. I think we never met an idea we didn't like.
There you go. Well, that keeps you moving forward. Now, with you being the Director of Wellness Strategies, how do you feel the concept of wellness has evolved over time?
Well, you know, I think if you ask 10 people what is wellness, you might get 10 different definitions. But what we've seen over time in the evolution of wellness is it's really moved forward with the times. And wellness, I think, at one time was maybe thought to be just the absence of illness or not being sick. And I think that there's so much more to being well than just not having a cold or an illness or a disease. And so we truly believe that to be well means striving to reach and to maintain optimal well-being, not just the absence of illness. And the key words there are to reach and maintain, because a lot of people will embark upon a fitness program, for instance, and they'll do so for 8 weeks, or they might try and lose weight for 12 weeks, and they sort of have a start and an end. But we really see wellness as it's a lifestyle. It's a lifelong project, if you will, and not really something that has an end date, but you're always trying to maintain optimal well-being, and we believe it's so much more than just not being sick.
Absolutely. Now, are there distinctive different models of wellness?
Yeah, you know, there are many different models of wellness, and what I like about wellness is that there is no wrong answer. So in other words, some people subscribe to a wellness model that is very much of the mind-body. So I call that the two-dimensional model. And other people take it to another level and they say, well, they subscribe to the three-dimensional model, which is mind-body-spirit. But there are actually models that go up to like 16 different dimensions, where people include things like financial well-being and environmental well-being and so forth. And again, the answer is there's no right or wrong model. You really just need to look at your life and think about which wellness model speaks to you. At Mather LifeWise, we use a six-dimensional model, and we think that is pretty well encompasses many of the important dimensions of well-being, but certainly it includes some of the other dimensions that folks who use a larger model might come up with.
Absolutely. Now, you create ways to age well for older adults at Mather LifeWise. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, creating ways to age well at Mather is fun, and I would say, to be honest with you, it's fairly easy because everyone has ideas about what it is that they want to do in order to grow and develop. They have their dreams. And so we basically just try and take those ideas or concepts and put them into action. One way that we've done that is with a very unique program that we called Age Well Coaching. And so what we did with these Age Well Coaching sessions is we offered the opportunity for our residents and our communities and our customers and our cafes and our staff, too, to really take something in their life that they wanted to work on and make it come true. So we have our own coaches, and we also have a service that we use for coaching that helps to sort of draw out from people what is it that they have always wanted to do but maybe never been able to accomplish. And through these coaching sessions, work with individuals to to make that happen. And we've had some really wonderful success stories where people have, maybe perhaps put their dreams on a shelf in order to take care of their family, you know, whether it's young kids or take care of their older parents, and they never really got to take care of themselves. And so through this coaching program, we were able to help people realize their personal dreams that, you know, up until this point in time maybe had been sacrificed in order to take care of others.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you offer the Create Ways to Age Well for your staff as well. That may speak why Mather Lifeways has such a strong employee retention. I mean, if you're coaching your staff on more than just their work, also their whole life, then they're able to really provide better care for the residents at Mather.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And we really do. We practice what we preach. So we don't just create ways to age well for the people that we serve, but we are also taking care of our staff. And our employees are our greatest resource. And, you know, because of that, we were named in the Chicago Tribune's top 100 workplaces. And I think we didn't get there by accident. We managed to do that because we are offering unique programs and classes for staff. You know, we do the wellness coaching for staff. We offer a 10,000 steps walking program, and we've done financial fitness for staff and wellness fairs and health screenings and all sorts of things. And it really is important that we take care of our employees, and if we take care of our employees will take care of the older adults that we're here to serve.
And then Mather's will all be taken care of. And when we're going to take a quick commercial break, Reed, and when we get back, I want to hear about the green team at Mather Lifeways. This is Aging Info Radio, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. You're 65, and you're 65, and you are too? You guys are the early boomers. And I heard the senior population is going to increase by 40% within the next 5 years. I believe we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami. Thursdays at 1 o'clock, join Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Our guests will bring their expertise to topics of interest. If you would like to be an expert guest or sponsor Aging Info Radio, call us at 877-704-1530 or email info@aginginforadio.com. I am Sue Sawacki, your host on Aging Info Radio, WJJG, AM 1530.
Are you in need of continuing medical education units? Well, I may have the answer for you. Hi, this is Dr. Wayne Chickowitz. The American College of Physical Medicine is a medical association dedicated to several healthcare professionals licensed in the state of Illinois. If you're a massage therapist, physical therapist, occupational therapist, athletic trainer, dietitian, or naturopath seeking CEUs, please contact the American College of Physical Medicine at 847-521-ACPM or 847-521-2276. Or go to the website, www.acopm.org, the American College of Physical Medicine, serving your needs.
Attention wartime veterans and spouses. Are you getting the veterans benefits you deserve? VA pension with aid in attendance pays up to $1,949 a month to help you pay for in-home care or community-based care. Call Wealth Care Consultants at 800-213-8469 to determine your eligibility. 800-213-8469 or visit our website at aid-attendance.com. That's aid-attendance.com. Wealth Care Consults is not affiliated with the Veterans Administration.
Divine Providence Home Health Care brings quality medical care home, where recovery is faster and where patients want to be. Medicare rates Divine Providence as one of the country's best home care providers, offering patients independence with custom care. Once a patient qualifies for home care, Medicare pays 100%. Divine Providence Home Health Care therapists, RNs, social workers, and home health aides work throughout Chicago. They are experts in rehabilitation, in-home laboratory testing, and post-surgical care, among many other services. Doctor's home visits can also be arranged. For the best possible recovery, call for a free consultation. 855-4-CARE-AT-HOME or 855-422-7000. 7328. For patients of Divine Providence Home Health Care, nothing heals like home. Call 855-422-7328.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And are you eating healthy and not losing weight? Try Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating and know that you are eating healthy all the way down to the micronutrients in every one of her meals. That's right. Lose weight and receive many medical benefits with Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Program. Call 800-442-3438 or 800-442-DIET and talk to a live expert. Or go to aginginforadio.com and click on their ad in the top left corner, and you can find about all about Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Program. I am speaking with Reed Engel, who is the Director of Wellness Strategies for Mather Lifeways Institute on Aging out of Evanston, in Illinois. And, Reed, I'd like for you to tell us what the Green Team at Mather's is about and how this ties into wellness.
Well, I'm glad that you asked that question because you know, our motto, as you mentioned before, is we create ways to age well. And, you know, we don't just do that for the older adults and the employees that we're here to serve, but we also do that for the earth. So as part of our effort to help the earth age well, we created a green team, which is really a way to help the environment, but actually enhance our own health and well-being at the same time. And I'll give you a couple of examples. For all new employees, we give them all water bottles. And a lot of people think, oh, that's great, and, you know, thank you very much. But what we explain to them in new employee orientation is that the water bottles are really about several things. One, if you're drinking out of the same water bottle over time, you're putting less plastic into the landfills. But number two, there's a health message there, too, which is to try and stay hydrated. You know, it's important to drink, as everyone probably knows, you know, approximately eight-ounce glasses of water a day. So that's our message to our staff is, you know, help the earth but help yourself at the same time. We also try and, you know, look at the cleaning materials that we use to make sure that they're not going to be putting extra chemicals into the atmosphere. We do a lot of recycling through our green team, you know, bottles and cans and paper and plastic. We've also tried to change the way we order new materials, trying to order in bulk or to order recycled content. When we build our new buildings, we actually do that with some of the LEED guidelines in mind. And probably the best example that I could give you is in our Tucson community, our green team helped with changing some procedures there, and they actually saved a lot of money. They changed all the light bulbs, and they instituted a, you know, lights off except in critical areas policy at night. And in a year's time, they managed to save $54,000. So, you know, going green is good for the environment, it's good for your health, and it can even be good for the wallet.
And now, do you educate your residents on this as well?
Well, frankly, our residents educate us as much as we educate them. Our residents and our cafe customers are so excited about the, you know, being green that they've actually undertaken some of their own initiatives. And so, in the resident-run library, for instance, they put out their own recycling bin for magazines and newspapers, etc. So, you know, our residents and our cafe customers are very proactive when it comes to being green. And in many cases, they take the lead and educate us.
Oh, that's so great. That is the ripple effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the most unique wellness program that you feel is offered at Mather Lifeways?
Well, you know, we've done a lot of unique things, as I've mentioned a few examples, but I think one of the more unique programs that we've offered is one that we've done for staff, which is a program that we call Learning to Age Well. And so what we've done in order to try and walk the talk is we've offered employees $120 a year, and they can use that money to promote any aspect of wellness that they want to enhance their life. So whether it's physical, emotional, intellectual, social, spiritual, or vocational, they could take a class in any of those different areas and promote their well-being. And we think that that enhances the company because a lot of those folks then end up taking those skills that they've learned and being able to apply it or share it at work with our residents and customers. Some of the classes that our staff have taken include photography and dancing classes and golf lessons and cooking classes and things that you might not think would necessarily, you know, apply, but we're really trying to promote health and well-being in the workplace, at home, and then those things come back around, and frankly, many of those get shared with our residents and our cafe customers.
Absolutely. And, you know, to be in the top 100 companies in the Chicagoland area to work for speaks volumes. I mean, it speaks very, very loudly.
Well, we're very pleased with that. We've been working hard, and we think that we've done a good job of it, but it's always nice to be recognized that way, and we think it's paid off. You know, we really, I think, have recruited some of the very best people, and we're excited about that.
And you guys hold on to them. Well, I'd like for you to give your wellness words of wisdom today.
My wellness words of wisdom. Well, you know, these are my words of wisdom will sound a little ironic coming from a wellness person, but my wellness words of wisdom are eat dessert first. And I say that not because I think everyone should load up on extra chocolate and sugar and so forth, but really because of what it implies. Eat dessert first to me says life is not a dress rehearsal. You know, you should really go out and live your life to the fullest, and not wait for tomorrow, not put your dreams on that shelf that I mentioned a while ago. But really, you know, one of the things that we try and do, we talk about repriorment as opposed to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so repriring is really putting yourself and your dreams front and center. And I think, you know, eat dessert first means go for it, do the things that you've always wanted to do.
Oh, that's great. Well, I thank you so much, and I'm going to move on to my second guest today, who is Joanne Maletta, who is a licensed social worker and the director of memory support at Mather Pavilion in Evanston, Illinois. She has over 18 years of experience in the field of dementia care, and she has been at Mather Pavilion for 5 years plus, implementing a person-centered approach to memory care. Joanne oversees the memory support community, training all the staff regarding dementia, and has mentored many in the field. In addition, she facilitates a monthly support group for those who serve as caregivers to others with dementia. And if you are a caregiver out there and you are serving someone with dementia, get in a support group. It's highly effective, and it'll give you the opportunity to take better care of yourself. Welcome, Joanne, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you being on as well, and I'd like to get right into your techniques when creating solutions for working with people with dementia. I believe I'd like just a couple of your techniques that you use.
Well, we use many techniques, but our main techniques are validation therapy and therapeutic statements.
Okay. And what exactly is validation therapy?
Well, back in the old day, and sometimes many times today, we still try to use reality orientation. The philosophy was, someone has memory loss, so what we're going to do is we're going to orient them to what's going on, the date, the time, the place. What we found out quickly, and many of the wonderful caregivers that have been working for years in with memory loss residents and people at home, they found it didn't work. And what they found was people becoming more agitated, more angry, and or complacent. So we started using validating feelings. We would talk to people, and we would tell them, you must be upset. I hear your frustration. And so we were meeting that person in the moment and where they were at, instead of saying, well, you know, today is May 19th, 2011.
I see. So what you were doing is just validating exactly where they were at instead of trying to get them to be where you're at.
Correct.
Okay. Now, can you expand on some therapeutic statements, for example, like exactly what you would use? I mean, you did say the date, but do you have any others?
Absolutely. Therapeutic statements, some people may call them therapeutic fibs, and some people say white lies of love. What a therapeutic statement is all about is communicating with people with memory loss that should always allow dignity and self-esteem. So if you're working with someone that is not saying that it's 2011, to continue to argue with that person is usually pretty futile. The old adage is if you're going to argue with someone with memory loss, you're probably never going to win, because mm-hmm. they're in their own reality at times. And I, you know, throughout this conversation, I'll be giving you some more examples. But one great example was my very first job working in a long-term care community. I had a gentleman, let's call him George, and he brought me into his room and he said, "I see that you're new here." And I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "I'm the head postmaster here." And I said, "Why, yes, sir." And he started going about, "This is a new job. I am in charge. If you need anything, please let me know." Well, I knew, of course, I wouldn't be calling him George, because if he was my boss, I probably would be calling him Mr. Smith. I picked up cues right away. Now, the old theory would be I should have sat George down and said, "Well, George, we're in Elmhurst, and we're in a nursing home, and you're 88. You're probably not working." But I knew from other experience, personal and other professional experience, that this wasn't going to be helpful. So, of course, I went along with his statement. I didn't do it to afterwards go, "Oh, my gosh, guess what George did? Ha, ha, ha." I knew that, first of all, there was some reality in it. He definitely knew that I was new. It was my first day on the job. But also that if I talked to him as a professional, which is what he was telling me, is he was in charge, then we would get along much better. And so we continued to work together throughout our process. There were many times I would call him Mr. Smith. There were other times when he'd say, "Call me George," when we would have a different conversation along the way. So it's to give him validation to say, "I respect you. I respect your former position." He had been the postmaster. "I respect who you are, and we're going to go along with where this is at, because this is where you're at in your moment."
Oh, that's great. Well, we are going to go to a commercial break, and don't go away. This is Aging Info Radio. And when we get back, Joanne is going to let us know how to deal with challenging behaviors working with people with dementia. We'll be right back.
Can you believe how much everything costs these days? From medicine to groceries, just to name a few. If you're a homeowner 62 years of age or more, a government-backed reverse mortgage might be just the thing to help you with your expenses. Imagine eliminating your current mortgage bill or credit card bills, or maybe get a monthly check to pay for needed expenses like caregiving so that you can remain in your home. If you're an aging couple, what happens when you lose your spouse and their Social Security goes away? Why not meet with a local representative and learn more about how reverse mortgages work? Maybe it's something for you. Mortgage Enterprises Senior Division, Senior Lending Options, has reverse mortgage representatives that will meet with you in the convenience of your home at no charge or obligation. Call Senior Lending Options today for a free brochure or to arrange a meeting. 630-571-5600. That's 630-571-5600. Mortgage Enterprises, NMLS number 194215.
When my father fell and broke his hip, I knew the time had come. He could no longer be left alone. We thought about having him move in with us, but my husband and I both work full-time, and with two kids in college and our own retirement on the horizon, every dollar counts. Worrying about Dad was keeping me up at night, distracting me at work during the day. I didn't know where to turn. And then I heard about Suburban Home Care. They hire licensed certified nursing assistants and home health aides to come into your home for as little as 2 hours a day, up to round-the-clock care. Dad made it very clear he didn't want to go into a nursing home, and I don't blame him. Now, I can sleep easy at night and work more focused during the day, knowing that Dad is safe in the comfort of his own home and in good hands. It's one of the best phone calls I've ever made. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Is living independently important to you? Would you like to remain in your home but worry that help won't be there when you need it most? Speak to Robert Rivera. He and the folks at ADT have protected American homes and businesses for more than 135 years. And now, through its companion service, you will feel the same security, knowing that you can obtain emergency help with just the push of a button. ADT's companion service can provide stress-free independence while you remain in the comfort of your own home. Once installed, you will have two-way communication with trained ADT specialists, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not only is ADT's personal emergency response system easy to use, but it comes with a lifetime service guarantee and flexible contract. For a free, no-obligation consultation, call Robert Rivera, 224-627-2111 for more information. 224-627-2111. Don't delay. Peace of mind is a phone call away.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And do you dream of crooning like Old Blue Eyes or dancing like Fred Astaire or cracking one-liners like Bob Hope? Then jump in and apply to compete in the Senior Lifestyle Expo's 5th Annual Senior Idol Competition. Perform for a live audience on stage at Drury Lane Theater and win cash prizes. For details on how to enter, visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org or contact the Illinois Agency on Aging at 630-293-5990. The expo is being held this year, August 30th and 31st at Drury Lane Theater in Oak Brook. I'm talking to Joanne Maletta from Mather Lifeways, and before we went to commercial break, I had said that I wanted her to discuss how to deal with challenging behaviors when you are working with people with dementia. So what do you have there, Joanne?
Well, there's lots of opportunity there. Luckily, many people don't have challenging behaviors, and actually that's a misconception that once someone has dementia or memory loss, they will automatically change in their life or their behavior or who they are. Some people don't. But some people do, and they have more challenging issues. Our goal is always to lessen the anxiety and the agitation of someone. One quick way is to try to redirect them from the situation they're talking about or the thing that's agitating them. Two is trying to become a part of their person's reality. Just like I talked about before, George, the postmaster, if we kind of work with him, he often will be in this reality at the same time and have real issues that he's trying to get across, but at the same moment maybe thinking he's still working.
Mm-hmm.
And three is we're really trying to create moments of joy. There is life beyond memory loss. It is a very, very sad disease. It's a degenerative disease, but it also can create huge moments if we just take those.
Now, you seem so well-educated, with the dementia and Alzheimer's. Is your entire staff that works at the pavilion trained this way?
Absolutely. We actually have a special certification for our two memory support floors. In that special education, everyone in the building, whether they are the housekeeper or the administrator, have to have 4 hours of education regarding memory support. And then the people that work specifically on our memory support floors, our permanent assignment staff, they have 12 hours every year. They have to choose to be on memory support because it does take special people with that can be patient and take time and really to be able to get into their world.
And to really understand what's going on with your residents.
Absolutely.
Now, I've heard that some people with memory loss at times, they say if they're in a residence, they want to go home, or when they're at home, is that right? I mean, how do you work with that? Because once they're in the residence or the senior community, how do you, if they say, I want to go home, I don't want to be here, how do you handle a situation like that?
Well, there's two things to go about that, Sue. I think that's a great question. One is you can often find someone even in their own home that says, I want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a challenging situation, especially if you've had someone that's lived in that house all their life. A perfect example is my grandfather had Alzheimer's, and we were going for a walk. It was probably the last time he'd come home to the Century Farm. It was literally the house he grew up in since he was 2 years old. And I asked him, I said, well, what is this like, the farm? And he said, well, it's a nice place, but he didn't recognize the house or the farm. So what sometimes when people are talking about going home, they're talking about a feeling. They're talking about a place. They're talking about the people that are there.
Mm-hmm.
One quick way that I do when I work with someone who's looking to go home, I had a resident who was always looking to go home. It was sundowning time. It was time in the evening. It was time for her to get off work. And she said, it's time for me to go home. And I would always talk to her about her brother who was still alive, and I would say, well, you know, Harry would be worried about you. And one time she told me, she said, but Harry's just a kid. What are you talking about? Well, it was quickly that I learned that I needed to have more conversation with her. So when she wasn't so concerned about going home, another time I talked to her and I said, well, how old is Harry? So she would give me the answer, maybe not exactly, you know, 22. She might say he's in his 20s, or I'm in my 50s, or I'm in my 80s. So when she gave me that answer, that's when I knew that's where she was in reality. So if I talked about thinking that she's in her 80s and she's thinking that she's in her 20s, that's going to be a whole different conversation.
Absolutely.
So I often am going to say, where are you headed to? Where is home?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to use the ladies' room? Sometimes just whispering that, because sometimes people just have to go to the bathroom. They're very private people. We're all private people. The more I learn about this work, like I said, personally and professionally, the more this is who we are. It's just usually an exaggeration. So the things we may be concerned about are things that they are. They might not be able to find where the bathroom is, or maybe they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Another great technique is letting that person know that their family knows that they're safe and that their family is safe. Safety is a core issue for all of us inside. And we know we hit the mark when people visibly will go, really? Everything's okay? So that's really when we know we've hit the mark.
Now, what do you do when a resident is asking you, like, for their mother or father?
Yeah, it goes along with the same thing. You know, as I said, 20 years ago and before, we tried to say, well, your mother is dead. I'm so sorry, and we're grieving, and we're right there. Well, what happened is that person literally started grieving, and they often said, no one told me, as they were crying and crying and crying. So when the staff heart-wrenchingly was trying to do reality orientation, people don't have to do that too many times to say, I'm not doing that again, because that wasn't helpful. So I've also tried to say, oh, well, if you were 88, and they agreed with that, and that would make your mom 120, and they'd usually go, okay, but where's my mom? So there goes the fact that literally you're not answering the right question.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back often to how old are you? So where would they be at in their life? Asking them about their life gives you the answer often, saying you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes it's about not knowing where they're at and saying you have a reservation tonight to stay here. Isn't that great? Your family made a reservation for supper. Because, again, it's getting to the next step. It's not about tricking someone. It's not about saying, oh, isn't that funny that I told Betsy and, you know, Betsy didn't know. It's about having her feel safe. And we often use a name of someone that we're connected with that's still alive. For me, it will be my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. If you tell me my sister Cindy knows, I'm going to be like, Cindy? She knows? And they'll be like, yes. And I'll be like, oh, great. Because Cindy takes care of everything in my life. So I think that that's exactly where we're at.
And it's also probably an answer that puts them in a safe place.
Absolutely. Think about if it was you, Sue, that you woke up and you didn't recognize and, you know, you didn't know where anyone was at and nothing looked familiar to you. So we have to really do that. When we're working with people with memory loss, we need to remember we got to get in their shoes and how would that feel to us? And what are the words that help us feel relaxed?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And real quick here, if someone asks the same question over and over again, how does the caregiver handle that?
Sometimes it's, you know, I can't handle this question one more time.
Right.
Right. It's really difficult, obviously, if you're all by yourself. If you're the spouse and you're caring for your loved one and there's no one else around. If there is someone, hand them off and say, I want you to meet my best friend, Reed, because Reed is asking the same question over and he has a question for you, right?
Right.
If there is no one else, excuse yourself to the bathroom.
Okay.
Have fun with the answer as much as you can. I had a resident, I was actually pregnant at the time, and I wasn't actually, I was just having fun. I wasn't making fun of her at all, but I had a water bottle, speaking of wellness, probably from Mather, and she would ask like every 2 minutes, is that water? And I say, yes, it's water. Isn't it great, Mather? LifeWays gave me this great bottle, and it's a bottle of water. And then after the fifth time, she's like, is that water? And I was like 8 months pregnant. And I said, nope, it's vodka. And she looked at me, and I went, no. You know, we just had fun. Again, how do we make it fun? Because we're struggling, they're struggling. We've got to do the best we can.
Absolutely.
And just really be a part of their life.
Well, it's so great that you have all this going on at the Mather Pavilion. What would you give as your words of wisdom today, Joanne?
Well, my words of wisdom are from Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he says, when you have a choice to be right or to be kind, always choose to be kind. And I think that goes back to reality orientation. Yeah, you know what, I could say, yeah, it's 2001, and you're in the nursing home, and you're retired, and your mom is dead, but that's not very kind.
Mm-hmm.
In our world, that's what's right.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what is the kind way? What is validation? You know, what do we want when we're in that situation? We want someone to make us feel the best we can. We want to lessen that agitation. We want to make people feel welcome, that they have a purpose, and that's what we want in our life. So that's what I would say.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on Aging Info Radio. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and don't go away. I have another guest coming on from Mather LifeWays. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, do you guarantee I will lose weight? You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200 calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma not wearing off calories or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and the diabetic call scams continue. The Senior Medicare Patrol Partner Agencies here in Illinois recently alerted us that consumers have been receiving phone calls from someone claiming to be from the National Diabetes Association. The caller asked people if they are diabetic, then asked for their Medicare numbers so that they can send them meters and supplies automatically every month for free. Thus far, these calls have been reported in Effingham and Champaign, but similar calls have been reported across the state and in the Chicagoland area. We are urging consumers to avoid doing business with anyone who calls on the phone or comes to the door. These kinds of solicitations are a red flag and fraud. My next guest is Betsy Sasson. Currently, she is the Assistant Vice President and Community Initiatives for Mather LifeWays in Evanston. And as Assistant Vice President, Betsy oversees the operations of three Mather's More Than a Cafe locations. They are located on the northwest and southeast sides of Chicago. And in addition to overseeing cafe operations in the Chicagoland area, Betsy also consults with other organizations nationally and internationally interested in replicating the Cafe Plus model. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, Betsy.
Thank you.
Well, I am so excited to hear about the concept of Mather's More Than a Cafe, and I would like to know how Mather Lifeways came up with that.
Well, back in 1999, the organization went through a strategic planning process. As you heard, you know, up until 1999, we were strictly senior living communities. That's how the organization got its start. And so we decided to expand our services at that point to serve older adults who wanted to age in place in their own communities, in their own homes. Also at that time, Mather Lifeways added a Mather Lifeways Institute on Aging. And so the idea was, you know, how can we create a service to address the fact that most older adults can live productively and happily in their own home communities. So we came up with this idea of taking a cafe, so a regular cafe, a little restaurant, and combining it with services and classes and, you know, learning opportunities for adults 55 and better. So that's really, in a nutshell, that really is what the cafe is all about.
Now, there are three of them located in the Chicagoland area?
That's right. We've got three, and they're located, we've got two on the northwest side of Chicago. The address is for those, 7134 West Higgins Avenue in Chicago, 3235 North Central Avenue in Chicago, and then on the southeast side of Chicago, we've got 33 East 83rd Street.
Now, how are these different than a senior center?
Right. We took a lot of care to make them different than a senior center. So the idea behind the cafes is we wanted to create an ageless place for people. You know, there's been studies done, and specifically there was done back in 2007 by MetLife that asked 1,000 leading-edge boomers, baby boomers at the time. So they were 62 at the time. They asked them when they would define themselves as old. You know, what age would that be? And the answer was, you know, 77 years and a couple months. So it does tell you that, you know, people don't view themselves as old, and that is going to be especially true of baby boomers. So we wanted to design a place that helped take away the stigma of visiting a place that really had older adults in mind. So we thought, okay, you know, everybody has to eat. So we took this idea of a cafe, and these are, you know, little restaurants, and we made those open to the entire community regardless of age. So we created a place where people of all ages and throughout the community could come to eat and meet, and they're decorated very much like a Starbucks. So, you know, Starbucks is kind of a hip, modern, ageless place. And then, you know, within that, those same spaces, these are storefront spaces, we have classes and fitness opportunities for those, you know, 55 and better, because truly our mission is to serve older adults, and we need to stay true to that. So the idea behind the cafes is that the initial lure into the experience is through the restaurants, but the benefit is intended to be much more than food and nutrition. So in essence, the cafes are sort of a facade. I think what we have found is that, you know, by and large, older adults need an excuse to go to a place like this, to take the time to invest in themselves. And the restaurant kind of levels the playing field and does give people permission to go. So that's how they were designed to work. And 10 years ago, we realized we were doing a big, giant experiment. And I guess none of us knew for sure that it would work. They really do.
They do work.
They really do.
You have the three locations in Chicago. Are they building more in the Chicagoland area?
Currently, no. Currently, our focus is really, we continue to try to evolve the cafes. Mather Lifeways is definitely an organization that is not content to sit on its laurels. So we're always trying to continue to evolve them, continue to diversify what we do, how we do it. And I think our main focus now, too, is how do you get organizations across the United States to do this?
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, I heard today that 11,000 people a day are turning 65. So
yes, it's
they'll be very needed.
Right? And I really think that in the United States we're going to be in a position where we need to figure out how do we keep people healthy, of course, and how do we get them to stay in their homes as long as possible? Because, the baby boomers will put pressure on the health and social systems. It will behoove us to figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the Mather Cafe, More Than a Cafe, do they have to be a member or belong in a certain way? Is there a fee?
There is not. As I mentioned, we have worked so hard to try to dissolve any stigma associated, around coming to one of these places. And as such, we felt that having a membership would not help with that objective. So what we do have is a Mather Advantage discount program.
Mm-hmm.
So what that is if somebody knows they're going to be coming a lot, it does save them. They pay into it. They pay an annual fee of $55, and they get 20% off of our cafe meal items, and they get 20% off of food and, class registrations. So that's how that works. Now, two out of three of our cafes do offer fitness centers. Those little tiny fitness centers do have a modest membership fee. But just to walk in the door at the cafe, because remember, anyone regardless of age can come, there is no membership fee.
And these are great for the community because I believe May is Older American Month, connecting
mm-hmm.
the community.
Right.
I'm sure you have that going on in your cafes, right?
Those types of things do get celebrated, definitely.
Now, what kind of menu is offered at the cafes?
It's exactly what you would expect from a corner diner. We did try to sort of mimic a corner diner fare and kind of look and feel, kind of a Cheers without the beers, if you will. So it ranges from, breakfast items include breakfast and eggs, pancakes, oatmeal, that kind of a thing. Lunch is, salads, sandwiches, wraps. And then one of our cafes, the one on the northwest side at 7134 West Higgins, actually stays open for dinner on Friday nights. And there's always a fish fry offered.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the hours of the of all three locations. Are they, the one varies, of course, from what you just said, but the other ones, are they open 7 days a week?
Two out of three of our cafes are open 6 days a week. So, Mather's on Higgins, 7134 West Higgins, is open Monday through Thursday from 7 to 3:30, and then on Fridays stays open all the way until 7 o'clock at night. And they've got Saturday hours, 9 to 2. Mather's on Central stays open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. And then Mather's on 83rd, 33 East 83rd Street, is open from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday from 8 until 3.
I remember being at the one on North Central probably about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was a very busy cafe.
Yes, they are. The cafes, they really do serve a lot of people. I mean, just to give you an example, Mather's on 83rd, by the time all is said and done this year, we expect them to serve about 8,300 individuals this year. So individuals meaning different people. So for spaces that are not very large, they're very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
We were laughing, it was yesterday, I think my boss and I were kind of looking back at sort of original plans of how many people we thought the cafes would serve every year, and it's nowhere near this. I mean, this is completely beyond anybody's expectations or dreams from when we set out 10 years ago. And I also want to tell you how we picked those locations.
That'd be interesting, yes.
You know, we're headquartered here in Evanston. Our senior living communities are primarily here. So we decided to pick areas that might have more of a need for this type of service. So it did take us pretty far away from our headquarters. So we were looking for, you know, neighborhoods that were densely populated with older adults. And within a 1 to 2 mile radius of any of those cafes, you've got like 10 to 15,000 of them. And we were looking for communities that were underserved, meaning there weren't already a lot of services in place for older adults, and then communities that might have some older adults that have some financial need. And so that's how we chose these neighborhoods. We just wanted to try a new service, and we chose neighborhoods that might have some need.
I see. Now, are there more cafes in other states or countries? I know that when I introduced you, you work on the actual model or replicating it with the Cafe Plus model nationally and internationally. Where my first question was, are you in other states or countries?
I can't say we are, but we've helped organizations that are in other states and countries. So yes, there are versions of Mathers More Than a Cafe all over the place now. You know, so in Ohio, we've got a version in Columbus, Ohio, Indiana, Texas, even as far away as Japan.
Wow.
In Nagoya City, Japan, there is a version of Mathers More Than a Cafe. So we do offer workshops. The next one is here June 20th through the 21st, and then in November we will offer another one. So organizations can come. They get a two-day workshop. They receive a toolkit, and then really it's up to them to apply the concept as best fits in their community, because the truth is Mathers More Than a Cafe is not like a McDonald's. It's, you know, you go to a McDonald's here and you go to one in Indiana and it's going to be exactly the same. This model is very community specific, if that makes sense. And so it's difficult to replicate it. It's in its entirety. And that's what we think is kind of neat about it, too, that it's so adaptable to different communities.
Well, what does the future hold for Mathers More Than a Cafe? What's next for you guys?
Well, you know, I think what we're doing is sort of dreaming up what is next. We're definitely in a strategic planning process within community initiatives here at Mather Lifeways to think about what's next. What's next is not necessarily another cafe. So the world will have to wait and see.
There we go. And would you like to leave us some words of wisdom today, Betsy?
Absolutely. My words of wisdom would be, let's create a world where older adults are viewed as and treated as people with potential versus people with limitations and problems. Let's make the world a better place to grow older.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time, and actually thank you to all three of my guests today, Reed Engel, the Director of Wellness Strategies from Mather Lifeways Institute on Aging, and Joanne Maletta, a licensed social worker and Director of Memory Support at Mather Pavilion in Evanston, and Betsy Sasson, who we just spoke to, the Assistant Vice President for Mathers More Than a Cafe. And you can find out more information about Mather Lifeways at their website, which is matherlifeways.com, or call them at 847-492-7500. Thank you to my listeners today, my sponsors, WJJG AM 1530, and Jim, my most awesome programmer. Stay tuned in to WJJG AM 1530 next Thursday at 1 o'clock. Aging Info Radio will be back. And you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors. many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
See the moon roll across the stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now. Your life.